Senior Story, The Potter's Climb, Chapter 8, The Climb. Both Kisma and Evita took the next month off. It had been almost 2 years since they had begun their training. During that time, Evita designed a climbing course near the hut at the base of the mountain that mimicked some of the dangers of the upper elevations which Master Saint-Pierre had described. She practiced daily, learning to scale sharp vertical rock faces. She took a number of painful falls, but in time, with Saint-Pierre's coaching, she was able to master the most difficult areas with confidence. "I'm as ready as I can be," announced Evita one spring morning. "Tomorrow, I climb." At daybreak, Master Saint-Pierre and Kisma walked with Evita down the familiar path toward the base of the mountain.
"I don't think you will have much trouble reaching the third peak. Your training has prepared you well. The blue clay will be easily sighted due to its abundance on the east bank."
He paused, his eyes fixated on a distant point.
"When you begin your ascent to the fourth peak, you must never look behind you. Never, not once."
He was adamant about this.
"Do you understand?"
"Yes, master," replied Evita.
"Keep your eyes fixed on the fourth crest until your feet are firmly planted on the top."
As they embraced, he spoke these final words.
"Never let your past glories imprison your future."
Evita set off and reached the third peak in a week with little trouble. The blue clay glistened on the banks and was smooth as silk. She could have stayed here for days, but her curiosity drove her on. She followed a mountain goat trail up a sharp bend. The fourth peak appeared to be a much shorter climb, nothing close to the distance she had just scaled. There were only a few jagged edges and plenty of places to grip.
"I should make good time on..."
"Ah!" she screamed, and immediately backed away before stepping off trail into the huge chasm that separated the two peaks.